Say somebody can devote 1 hour daily for practicing bhakti. Which devotional activity should they do? See, on a daily basis, the most important activity is chanting the holy names. Because the holy name is like the most accessible and portable form of Krishna. You know, we have to come to the temple to see the deities. But Krishna as the holy name comes with us. Not only to our home, he goes with us wherever we are. He's ready to reside on our tongue. So that Nama Seva, Harinam Jap, that is the most important activity in this Yuga Dharma, in this Yuga. It is the Yuga Dharma, chanting the holy names. So that is the activity which we need to do on a daily basis. Now, along with that, to do this activity regularly with inspiration, we need association. We need intellectual conviction. The intellectual conviction comes by studying scripture. So, studying Bhagavad Gita, studying the Bhagavatam, studying the books of Srila Prabhupada. Those give us the conviction to keep going on. So, if I'm chanting, after some time, if I'm not hearing about the philosophy, then I'll think, why? What is the uttering of the words? I will do it for some time. Afterwards, I'll start doing half-heartedly. It's like I'm just like the mother is pouring the medicine, but the child is looking elsewhere. The medicine all goes down. It doesn't go in the... So like that, inattentive chanting will become boring. And we will give... We'll feel, first it will become boring, then it will become burdensome, and then we'll give it up. So chanting alone is not... Although chanting alone is potent enough to purify us and liberate us, but we will not absorb ourselves in chanting adequately to experience its potency and purification. That's why we need intellectual conviction, and that comes by scriptural study. So regular scriptural study is also important. And I would say most important is regular association. So once a week at least, like we have the Sunday feast program or we have some program close by. Without association, we will not be able to sustain anything else. So I wouldn't specify exactly how you distribute, but if you have 1 hour per week, per day, so it's like 7 hours per week, then we need to at least spare 2-3 hours in a week to come in the association of devotees. And in the remaining time, we can decide how much to chant, how much to study scripture. But as without association, we are ultimately social beings. And we need to see others who are also practicing bhakti. So our desires are not just linear, they are triangular. Triangular, sometimes you think desire means I see an object and I desire that object. Okay, I see some new object, I want to buy that object. That's how we think our desires come. That is true, but that is not the only way desires come. So linear means I am here, the object is here, I get the desire for the object. But our desires are also triangular. Triangular means, say now there is this craze for this video game, you know, Pokemon Go. Now when the game came new, you know, some people will say, what is this special? What is so special about that game? They'll not pay much interest. But then they see a friend, you know, completely pressing, but lost in it. And they say, what is so special about it? Let me see it. And they start playing it, and they also get lost in it. So what has happened? Just by hearing about the game, the desire did not develop. What happened is, they saw someone playing the game, and on seeing them playing the game, that desire developed. So the desire is not just linear, it is triangular. Between me, the object, and somebody who already has a desire for the object. So, in bhakti, our spiritual desires, they mostly develop triangularly, not linearly. That means, when we associate with devotees who are eager to chant, it is just by chanting the holy names we may get some taste, but that taste will not last for long, because our mind always keeps going up and down. But if we see some devotees who are chanting seriously, by their association we feel, yes, I must do this. If we see devotees who are eager to study the Bhagavad Gita, see, this Bhagavad Gita is a nice book. I read it. It's over. But we see some devotees who read the Bhagavad Gita every day. And they're so eager for understanding its wisdom, sharing its wisdom. Then seeing their desire brings desire for us. So the association of devotees is the most important. Although chanting is the most potent, but for sustaining the process of bhakti, association is the most important. So if we associate, then our desire for chanting, our desire for Krishna bhakti, that will be sustained and that will increase, and that's how we'll move onwards towards Krishna. Okay, so thank you very much. Thank you very much. La Prabhupada ki Gaur Bhaktavinda ki Gaur Premanande. Thank you very much. Jai Prabhupada ki Jai.